Connected to CNN Network. You're connected to CNN Network. Currently connected to CNN Network. Connected to CNN Network. You're connected to CNN Network. Connected to CNN Network.
W8FU. Good morning.
Connected to CNN Network.
Good morning. Oh, driving up to Quinner here, and the inside lane is travel is like going like 5 or 10 under the speed limit, and backed up half a mile. The right lane, the outside lane, is wide open. I was kind of confused as I was blasting up the right lane at the speed limit plus 5, while everybody was sitting in the other lane. Weird. Anyhow, just a mental thought here this morning. How are you doing?
I am doing good. I got likely a pretty busy week here and ready to kick it off. I've been out quite a bit this month, so I got to close the month out strong. I'm going to have to work for it.
Now, in your line of work, how does a very productive week, what's the metric for that?
You know, it's more... It's tough. I don't look at it in a week. I look at it in a month, and I got a lot of sales in. The month is going to be just fine, but I got to cap it off and get it over the top this week. I got a bunch of inventory, so it should close out real strong. We should have some really good numbers for July, which is great because these are June, July, August are slower months. Just because of vacations and holidays and things like that. So, looking pretty good, though.
All right, so I'm guessing it's based on the resale of the stuff that you guys take in. So, there you go. Well, you know, I'm always willing to help.
Well, I've already sold you some stuff, so I don't think you need to buy any more at the moment, unless I come up with that one item, right? And I don't think I have any of the one items that you're looking for at the moment. Did I lose you?
Sorry about that. I pulled up next to a guy in a Hyundai Santa Cruz, and, I got his attention, and I had to bend his ear a little bit at the red light.
Gotcha.
Says he loves it. Says it's his second one. like, It's a pretty nifty little vehicle. I don't know how useful that tiny little bed would be, but the 5,000 pound towing capacity is pretty big deal for a very small vehicle like that.
Yeah, no kidding. That's more than a little bit of weight.
Well, you know, at 5,000 pounds, now you can get into some pretty, you know, I mean, even 3,500, there's some pretty nice campers, travel trailers you can get. You know, they're small, obviously. You're not going to get a fifth wheel, but at 3,500, you can buy a hard-sided, you know, travel trailer that has a small, you know, dual-purpose bath, shower, and a bed and a table that doesn't have to be converted every morning. Those would be my minimums for a travel trailer. You know, the minute you don't have to convert a table every morning, you got one bed and then you got a table that could be a second bed but doesn't have to be converted every day, and a bath, you know, you're starting to get up there. You know, there's a few ultralights that clock in around 2,000, 2,500, giving you room for, you know, extra gear and stuff like that. But at 5,000, you got all sorts of options.
Yeah, you certainly do. I don't know how heavy the camper is that my parents have, but I know they bought one on the lighter side, so that as my dad gets older and may not want to have a big old pickup truck anymore, or if they at some point go down to one car and a pickup truck is not part of that one car plan, that they will still be able to pull their camper. I don't know how heavy it is, though. I'll have to find out.
Yeah, well, if you want to do the pop-up thing, there's plenty of them that, you know, you can tow, especially with 3,500 pounds capacity. But, you know, if you want a travel trailer, you know, with hard sides, you know, now you know, they're out there. There's plenty of them out there that can be had, and, you know, so you can do it, but you're always, you know, making some sort of concession, you know, a little bit of a concession here or there, you know, to the perfect layout, if you got to keep it under 3,500. And that's under 3,500 with, you know, you got to have room to load it up, right? You got to have, you know, that's dry weight. So I figure about 2,500 is about your dry weight on a 3,500 pound setup. That way it gives you 1,000 pounds for liquids and wet weight and, you know, gear and all that other happy horse poo-poo. So, but, yeah, so anyhow, I don't know how it was. You know, I was much more serious about all this when my kids were in Houston. And, in fact, if they were in Houston, I'd be looking probably at getting a Class C or a Class A. Or if I was going to get a trailer, it'd be something I'd probably have to invest in a pickup and pull something substantial, because we'd be taking it down to Houston and staying for, you know, as much as a month or two, you know. So can't be living in a pop-up those kind of times. So
no, you can't. You gotta, when you're in a camper for over a week, I feel like you got to start having the amenities of home, if you will. KE8RUH.
Oh, yeah. You know, now that the kids are here, and I don't anticipate them moving anytime soon, or if they do, it's going to be long after the kids are grown. So, you know, there won't be that factor, you know, being near the grandkids. But now that they're here, my needs for a travel trailer are much different. And in fact, you know, now you pretty much just need a bed that has some climate control. You know, so you could even do like a Class B, you know, a conversion van, if you will. because honestly, I could do everything else, you know. You know, bath, I could stop at places and, you know, use my membership to Planet Fitness or something like that. And really don't need to cook. So, you know, just need a place to flop. So with it just being for traveling or, you know, one or two night overnighters, you know, at a show in Ohio or something like that, I could get away with a conversion van just about.
Well, that settles it. Let's start shopping for a spinner van. Those things are awesome. I think, and what you just described, you're the perfect candidate for it. Couple overnights, you know, trying to get from A to B and sleeping on the road in the meantime. That's exactly what those are for. You put a nice bike rack on them and you got your bike with you. It'd be pretty fun to have one of those.
Yeah, it's all about, you know, how you're going to use it, right? And then, you know, for me, camping is a mobile thing. And, you know, for some people, it's a destination. You know, the getting there is just the necessary evil. The camping starts when you get to the destination. It's destination camping. You know, me, I like travel camping. You know, I like driving and then, you know, crashing, you know, and then get up and going someplace out, and then maybe stay 2 days here or 3 days there. It's more travel camping, not destination. I wouldn't probably shoreline out, you know, anywhere for a prolonged period of time. Mostly be boondocking and stuff.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun, that's for sure. You could see a lot of things if you were that mobile, you know?
Yeah, suits my nature. I'm antsy. Once I get somewhere, I'm already thinking about where I want to be next, so I like moving. So that would suit my nature. But, yeah, I keep looking at things, you know, I don't know why. It's all more toward retirement when I could actually use it, but I wouldn't mind something. I could, like a Sprinter van, like you said, that I could just jump in and go down to Dayton, you know, and do Dayton for a couple of days and go to the bike show that I have to go to in Wauseon, Ohio, or some of these British car shows that they have all through Kutztown in Pennsylvania. There's all sorts of little, you know, where just having an extra day or, you know, just being able to spend the night or even two would, you know, make all the difference between making it a gruel versus making it enjoyable. So, anywho, we'll see. It's all just, I got so many other things I got to do right now. It's down the list.
I can imagine. How did the repeater install go this weekend?
Real good, real smooth. There wasn't enough, as much room as anticipated, so we had to get creative with the filling the cabinet, and in fact had to leave the power supply on top of the cabinet. So, other than that, it went really well. It wasn't nearly as difficult as we had been fretting.
That is the absolute best case scenario, right? Plan for the worst, get the best.
At ATBS. Good morning. Yep, you ain't kidding. Go ahead, Dakota. W8FU.
Morning, guys. Just running out to Oxford and heard you on. I'm on HD, so I don't know how long I'll be able to hold this, but wanted to just jump in and say hello.
Cool, man. This is like, what was it, Thursday you were on, and now Monday? Don't create a habit there, buddy. Over to you, Sean.
Yeah. Got the band together. But what's going on in Oxford? More customers, location type stuff?
Nothing exciting. I just migrated a client from, they were on Exchange 2016. I moved them to 365. So I did a cutover yesterday, and I'm going on site this morning to make sure the, there's only about 20 office users, really. Just installing the new app, setting their new profile up, and going the hell home.
That's not bad. They're Exchange 2016, huh? I'm surprised you can still use that.
What's the migration path there? Are they able to import all the old stuff? I'm sure they are, right?
Yeah, you just set up Active Directory Sync, or I think they call it Entra Connect now, and pulls everyone from their domain controller into 365, and then there's a tool from BitTitan called Migration Wizard that'll migrate all their stuff.
Well, hopefully it goes as smooth as Sean's repeater install did on Saturday.
Yep. Wally's really, but the one I was participating in. But got the VHF DMR machine up, so woohoo. If you get a chance, get it programmed in and try it when you're out and about. I don't think Anthony and I are going to have much luck, although we were getting some good reports with mobiles, but we're not going to have very good luck with portables. Don't know if Dakota, when he's traveling, probably not where you're at, but if you're traveling up that way, it may.
Coming out of a crater here. I don't have VHF, so I won't have any luck.
I'll give it a try. I gotta get, I think I was telling you Thursday, Sean, I just got a 578 Anytone mobile, and once I get that sucker programmed, I will give it a try. See what I can do as I'm driving around town.
Yeah, I had a, what is that, MD, I can't remember, that one popular MD something mobile dual band DMR. Don had one, and I was thinking about buying it, but I had already bought something else, and like, I just didn't need to spend any money on it, so I think Wally ended up picking that up. I probably should have picked that up, because I don't have anything either, although I do have a VHF-only DMR radio, so if I get that thing, programmed up, because I don't have any room for a DMR only VHF radio anywhere. So there's the problem with that. So I'm very similar to Dakota. I've not got anything. I've got my DM32 Bofang. That's about all I got.
I don't know if I'm making it. I'm in downtown driving, but I think you're talking about the MD9600, and I don't even have my DM32 anymore. I sold that. But I'll be back. I
got to
run on the gas station.
NADF. All right, Dakota, we'll talk to you later. I'm pulling into the driveway at the office here. Sean, do you still have any Anytones, the 878?
Oh, that's right. I do still have that. I got it all cleaned up, packed up, and in the box because I was going to sell it along with some other stuff. But, yeah, that's right. I forgot I had that. All right, anyhow, we'll catch you later. I just pulling in here to get some coffee myself.
All right, I am back, but I don't know how much longer I'll be able to hold this.
Well, you're good right now. I'm just pulling into the Starbucks here to get my coffee and That's only a mile from the shop, so won't be in here much longer myself.
Antenna's up high, but the terrain out here heading west is just up and down and up and down, so if I'm on top of a hill, I'm all right. If I'm not, I don't think I'm making it. I didn't think I was going to catch you guys, so I just brought the HD and set up my bag.
Well, you're doing surprisingly well. Are you on your repeater?
Yes, sir. I'm at, what is it, Rochester Road?
All right, well, yeah, like I said, you're doing pretty well, actually. I mean, there's some popcorn in there with you, and I can tell you're getting near the end of your rope, but so far, so good. I've been thinking about getting that other one. I forget where we left that. I think I got to redo the duplexer, if I'm not mistaken. And don't I have a duplexer of yours? Didn't you somehow had two, and I got one that needs to be tuned up or something. I can't remember.
So I took the one you had tuned when I bought my repeater, and then I gave you one that came with my repeater that was not tuned.
Okay, but I don't have one that I owe you, right? I mean...
No, we're squared up, and it sounds like I'm probably at the end of my rope here.
Surprisingly, you're making it pretty well, but okay, I wasn't sure if there was like a third one in there that, I don't know. Okay, very good. I got to get that thing all tuned up and ready to go because I'm probably going to get that thing deployed finally.
I'm surprised I'm still making it, but we're squared up as far as I know, and keep your eyes and ears open for a sight to the north. I would love to rehome mine.
How high up are you right now? No, I mean just the support. I think you said about 40.
Oh yeah, somewhere around there.
So if it's on the same high ground, you know, it's not like you gotta find anything crazy tall. So all right. I just don't know much up in the area, so that's the problem.
All right, I'm going down to Houston, so I'll flip the DMR, if not, I will catch you later. At ATM.
All right, we'll catch you later. W8FU.
K8YDR mobile.
Connected to CMN network.
K8YDR mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WATIJ. This This is W8VIJ.
You're connected to CMN Network.
WG8KLO.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
W8B.
Good afternoon, W8GD from W8BPD.
Good afternoon, Brian. How goes it? How goes your hydraulic woes? And all that other fun stuff.
Well, the hydraulic unit is fixed. There was a little bit of debris that was keeping the one poppet valve from closing properly. So now it goes up and down, and it actually maintains and everything just like it's supposed to. And you didn't have to buy a new pump. No, but once we get these light bulbs replaced, I'm going to take, drain the fluid, flush it, and replace the fluid, because the person that worked on it before me wasn't too careful. And that's where the debris came from. I get it. Yeah, well, I just used a shop rake doubled over as a filter to get most of the garbage out of it, and I was surprised at how much it did filter out. So, yeah, like I said, I'll take it down and pull the tank off of it, flush it out real good, clean the sump screen, and put fresh new oil in it, and we should be good for a while. What's it take, AW32? Well, actually, in the manual, they call out dextran type A, but they say I can use pretty much any 5W or 10W hydraulic oil, depending on how it's going to be used.
Yeah, I think we've been using a lot of AW32 in our stuff. I think that's what you guys get. We buy it in like 55-gallon drums.
Well, I do have a 5-gallon bucket in the garage. I'm going to check that out and see what it is. And like I said, next week, my brother-in-law has gone on vacation, and I'll have to find odd jobs when I'm not fixing other things. So I'll do it then. Like I say, we'll probably, with the possibility of storms this afternoon, go in and change the light bulbs and be done with it.
Yeah, you don't want to be up in the air changing light bulbs in a thunderstorm. Probably not worth the effort.
Yeah, well, inside the church, it won't be as bad. But, yeah, we'll get it done. And I can chalk it up to excitement now because I got that fixed. My one lawnmower that I used broke, so I got to order the parts. It'll be 3 to 5 days delivery once I get the parts ordered. So it's not one thing, it's another.
Yeah, but that's why you do all of that work for charity, for the church. Because things break.
All right, sir. I just thought I'd say hello, and I got to run inside. It's lunchtime, and the wife's got leftover pizza waiting for me. I will talk at you later, and if not, see you at the meeting on Thursday. W8BPD on your final.
You take care. I'm sure we'll talk soon.
W. Victor Delta.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
This is KF8SJH, looking for QSO, over.
Good afternoon, Ben. This is NAWRO in Richmond. Name here is Tim. We've talked before. Been a long time. How you been? KF8FJH from NAWRO. Negative copy, NAWRO clear.
You're connected to CMN Network.
ACKJOWD.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. CMN Network.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Sierra Delta, listening and commuting on 975.
Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta.
Thank you.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
Fox is Los.
I missed it, but I know it's Sean.
I think I said, what is up, but I don't know.
I see. No, hold on, just on my way home. Got, just left work near Hall Road and heading home. Got some tacos waiting for me. Hopefully there's no diarrhea lettuce on them.
Diarrhea lettuce. Cha-cha-cha.
It's making me hungry just thinking about it. You know, it's funny because I normally get tacos without lettuce. But now if I do that, people think I'm trying to avoid the diarrhea lettuce. But I just don't really like lettuce on my tacos.
Hey, you don't got to explain it to nobody. So where did you get your tacos from, just out of curiosity?
They're homemade. So I'm going to say hi to Mom and eat some tacos. Mom's homemade tacos.
Well, there you go. That works. We haven't made tacos at home in years. It's just you do like El Charros. Have you had the puffy taco? We've had this conversation, haven't we? Have you had the El Charro puffy taco yet?
Yeah, I think we did. But no, I haven't been to El Charros in quite a few years. But that reminds me of a place I wanted to ask you about. Did you guys used to go to Masters? Are you waiting for them to reopen?
You mean right here around the corner, you know, up the street, around the corner from me?
Yeah, that's the place our family likes to go to whenever we have family from California or Florida come in. We always go up there and get some food from there. At least we used to.
Yeah, believe it or not, we've only been there like once. We should go there more often. In fact, I'm going to look into it. You say they're closed?
They had a fire, and they've been closed for renovations for quite some time. I'm not exactly sure where they're at in their progress, but I know the family's a little disappointed to have their main staple taken away. But I think they had some dishes that you and your wife would definitely like.
Hello to all.
So I'll have to check it out. So let me know when they open. How long are they anticipating they're going to be closed? Is it still a long ways off, or are they getting near, you know?
I feel like they're getting close because they've been closed for over a year, but I'm honestly not sure. Tom jumped in there, KCAKJO, so I'll send it over to him and then back to Sean.
Oh, I just got back in the radio range. Been in St. Joseph's all day. And got up while the getting was good, so that storm hit so fast it was pulled out. Afternoon, fellas. John. KKJO.
Hello, Tom. Oh, this fire just happened. July 29th. So, okay. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, my goodness. It's been at least a year. Because it ain't the 29th yet. Good grief. maybe longer. Who knows? It was some July 29th. All I know is it ain't this year, July 29th.
Right? Unless they're planning on having another one. Let's hope not, especially for their sake. I think restaurants is one of the hardest businesses to make money in. I heard something like 80% of them that open fail within the first year or something like that. I don't know how you do it, but yeah, this storm's been kind of crazy. I keep seeing all kinds of stuff out there about Wisconsin and like the largest debris field, or not debris field, but like the largest debris footprint on radar, like ever or something. So something bad happened weather-wise, and I think it was in Wisconsin. I haven't really put all the pieces together, but sounds pretty rough. How is it out there by you, Tom?
Well, ABAY Lance was saying that he has family right in that area where they actually don't think we're close to it. Got out when the getting was good, and apparently there was a tornado warning coming across I-94 between exit 12 and 33, and that was at exit 37 on I-94 eastbound when it rolled through, so I got out just in the nick of time, but yeah, it was really starting to get kind of hairy there. I guess large hail too. I haven't seen much yet. I haven't seen the news. And you're talking about the fire that happened in that restaurant in West St. Clair? Over to Sean.
Oh, I was going to let you guys go back and forth on that. I have no opinion. Plus, I'm looking at old entries for the Masters here, their menu. Their menu's not available online, so I got to go through their Facebook page.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah, Masters is at like 13 and Ryan, or 14 and, I think it's 13 and like Ryan or John R. Probably Ryan, but I'm not, I forget exactly. I know it's right over there by Sean, and I think he'd like it if they ever reopened. But you're getting a little scratchy there, Tom. But you started out real rough, and then you got a little bit better. But glad to hear you you dodged it and got out of there, and hopefully all is well. But yeah, I think Masters is really good. I think they got good food. Yeah, Tom, I don't know when they're going to open, but hopefully they reopen here soon.
I haven't been to Masters in a long, long, long time. Last time I ate there was in the late 90s when I worked in the Central Station, and the Central Station manager took us all out to dinner, and it was really good. You know, Melissa and I are big into squid and calamari and lobster, and they had really good food there.
Yeah, it's good. I'm getting hungry now. I can't wait to get home. Oh, and Sean, I don't know if you saw, but it looks like 13 miles opened up again, finally.
Oh, I can't wait to get home either. Total mileage for today is probably going to be about 435.
Well, I'd have to guess that you got gas today, then. You guys, do you have, like, a membership at a gas station? Like a Speedway or anything like that, where you get, like, the Speedway points? We had a guy at a manufacturing or a weld shop that was a truck driver, and he had Speedway and they got all mad at him because he would go like a mile out of the way to find a speedway, and then they looked at the pricing he was getting for gas, and they're like, okay, never mind, as you were. But yeah, kind of curious if you're taking an advantage of all the points.
Okay, get this. We used to get the points for the fuel, but then the company got smart and wise to all of the drivers that used to go to Speedway to get Speedway points, and now they get the money off on the fuel, and we don't get nothing. So I use Upside, and Upside I find out where I get the best return, and so if it's like $4.19 and I get 25 cents back on my Upside, I get the Upside point, or I get the Upside return, and we go to Marathon, and we put in our telephone number, and we get coins for Marathon. So my coworker and I, we save up the points, and they pay the full price for the fuel.
Gotcha. Well, there you go. That's a shame that they cracked down on it, because it's kind of a symbiotic type of thing. It's like they benefit from the cheap fuel and gaining all the points to some degree. Because like you use your points for their gas, and that helps you to get points, so you can get like a free hot dog and what, you know, if that's your thing. A lot of people don't like the gas station food, especially the sushi. but yeah, I don't know. I don't see a problem with that. That company I worked at, they got mad at the guy originally. They were gonna fire him, but then, like I said, once they realized that going that extra mile or two out of the way to find a speedway was saving them thousands of dollars. So, like, never mind. Keep doing what you were doing. And I think that was a weird one for everybody.
Well, yeah, for Marathon, Marathon Rewards, you know, I take a picture of the receipt, and, you know, I put my number in there, and then put the fleet card in there, fill up the gas tank, you know, and it says, you got $1.85 back in coins for going to Marathon. You save up those coins, you get $1 off, or 50 cents off, or $2 off, you know, all depends. So I use that for, you know, my car, and Rachel's truck, and Melissa's car. You know, that's why I get that, because those are just points, they're coins. And then with the Upside, I get 25 cents or 10 cents back per gallon, you know, pump. And that just builds up, and I use that towards, I don't know, ham radios.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Well, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's no better thing to spend your extra money on than ham radio stuff, so can't go wrong there. But, well, I am on my street. I'm about to back in the driveway and go inside and gobble up some tacos.
Oh, perfect timing. I just pulled up in front of the hangar myself. I think Sean's pretty much close to, and he's checking out the menu for Masters that isn't open yet. So, all right, guys, you have a great night, and I'll talk to you in the morning when I'm out on the road going back to Lansing. 73 to both, KCKGO.
Yeah, we'll see, guys. I'm distracted over here working on something. So glad you both made it safely. Catch ya, W8FU.
Alrighty, 73s to both of you as well. Have a good rest of your day. KE8WUO.
KFHGSE, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta, listening. I do have a question about the on that wing.
Connected to CMN Network.
Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, listening. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta.
Connected to CMN Network.
K-A-C-A-K-J-O-W-A-V-D.
W-D-A-K-L-L-K-F-A-D-I-C. K-F-A-D-I-C, clear.
You're connected to CMN Network.
I just stepped on you there, Dave. N-A-W-R-O.
Well, good evening, Tim. Good evening. Thanks for getting that photo over to appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, no problem. We got it up in your file on the secure side, and then, of course, Dave will use it for your ID card. Dave, I caught part of that, but your signal is breaking up. It was something about the Dream Cruise, and I think you said you're not going to be able to make it, and that's certainly fine, you know, if that's the case. No worries.
Yeah, roger that. I was down in, I shouldn't even have keyed the mic. I was down in the Clinton River Basin there on Ryan Road. There's south of 22 Mile Road, and there's about 50 feet differential from ground height. You should be getting my signal now.
Oh, yeah. You got it. Night and day difference.
Yeah, I couldn't open the link that came on the email. I probably don't have the right programs to open it, the email that David sent. But, yeah, we're already going to be out of town. We'll be out of town for, it seems like all the major events, we're already scheduled to be out of town. You know, Labor Day and everything else.
Yeah, that happens. You know how that is. It just, the timing is off. And so no worries on that. You're not going to be able to make it. I just won't put you on the list manually. I just won't put you on the list. So don't worry about responding negative to it. I'll take care of that.
Yeah, roger that. I did talk to ACW. I think it's AA or something, ACW Art, and he's planning on being there, and he said he's going to do the one in Berkeley, too, for whatever that event was.
Yeah, copy that. He's on the list for sure, and he's going to, I think, be borrowing a DMR radio. There's a couple of them that need to borrow HT, so we got them covered with that. And Berkeley is kind of associated with the Dream Cruise. It's the Friday before, and they have a Berkeley parade. So just eyes and ears, same thing with the Dream Cruise.
Well, roger that. Yeah, I loaned him one of my DM32 radios that I had programmed with all the MI1 and MI5 frequencies, you know, from the code plug from the website. But apparently, he wanted to get a radio that he was familiar with, so I think he bought one. And he's pretty good at all that programming business. So I think that's what he did, he programmed another radio.
All right, copy that. We'll just make sure when we get the 205 from Oakland County ARPSC, which it'll probably be the same that they had last year, then we'll make sure he gets those frequencies because he'll have to get those in his radio as well.
All right. Is it the event frequencies from that we have on our radios? So I know I got a lot of frequencies, several zones with you know, MI1s and MI5s and events and Channel 51 and this and that. I still don't quite understand it all, but it'll be interesting.
No, not for the Dream Cruise. That's what you're talking about is all Central Michigan stuff. The Dream Cruise would start with 63, I think it is, for Oakland County, and it's kind of specific to the detail. But they carried over from last year, so we got them. I think they're in the posted code plugs. I have to double-check. I know they're in my DM32 from last year already. So a piece of cake, put them in the radio, and then we can communicate with the brothers over there in Oakland County.
Okay, roger that. And then I'm kind of glad that the meeting got postponed from last week. I was out of town. I was traveling back on that smoky day, that smoky weekend. So I'll be there for this coming, for the meeting this week. And then I'd like to talk to whoever it was that programmed, that made that that code plug for the DM32. I talked to him several times on the digital channel, and he said he would give me some hints and some tips on how to program things and what it all means.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
NAWRO. Yeah, that's going to either be Cliff or O'Brien, BZR or CAF. And, yeah, they're very knowledgeable about that. Oddly enough, I was playing around with my DM32 today to get the new New Haven VHF DMR repeater into it. So I refreshed my memory on that. A little tricky, but I figured it out.
Yeah, well, very good. That code plug, actually, I was able to write to the radio, write the program right into the radio when I did it. And then I took, I couldn't copy and paste on for my Anytone 578. It was just enough different that it wouldn't even cut and paste. So I just manually copied them in, and I did something wrong because instead of just being on channel one, it's on all eight channels, for whatever that means. So that's what Cliff was going to help me with.
Yeah, you can do it front panel, but if he's got his laptop with him, he'll probably just plug you in and download what you got, and you can see it visually kind of quicker. But I defer to him. He's surpassed me in that knowledge.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. I may have to, I'll bring my laptop because it's the program for the Anytone 578. And so I'll bring that so I can bring up the code plug and maybe you can show me what I'm doing wrong. All right, well, thank you very much. I won't keep you on the line. I know we're statewide right now, so I'll let you go. Nice talking to you again, Tim. And this is KF8FGS 73. We'll be clear on your final.
Anytime, David. Appreciate the QSO. I will see you on Thursday. NAWRO, I'll be clear as well. Have a good night.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, listening.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W8FSM Mobile up here.
Hello, Mobile. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta, Chris. How's your evening going?
Good evening, Chris. Just leaving the office. I don't know.
Wow, that's a pretty late time to be heading home, but hey, that's all right. You get to go home. Congratulations.
hopefully you have some safe driving. And you get to go to sleep earlier too. I know I just got home from the meeting, but I'm still available to chat.
Well, I started at 8 a.m., so it's now 20 to 11, so there's that.
Oh my goodness, that long at an office? That would probably drive me insane. Wow. But hey, you made it. How'd the office day go for you?
This is the third office I was at today, so I spent most of the day out of the home office, so. And then I went to two other ones and then this one, so three different offices today. I didn't get my nap today, so I'm cranky.
Oh man, that sounds really rough. So it sounds like you don't just like do office work, but you kind of do something else in terms of work. What do you do for work?
I move packets around from different places and all that side of things, so I do IT stuff.
Hey, that's pretty sweet. We need our IT guys around to make sure the world turns in circles. I know my local church doesn't have any IT or something like that. We specifically hired to help us out is not.
I see it's made a little better from where I'm at. The south side will appear here. But I'll be getting on 69, so I'll be headed towards Flint here in a minute to switch back over. But, yep, I do IT stuff.
No worries. I know you mentioned that you were in the I-69 area, 10 area of the woods. Sorry, I can't get my words right yet. It's getting a little bit late. But I am familiar with that area as well, and yes, the Mayville, Lincoln, West Lincoln, pretty good. I haven't been there since I volunteered, so.
Yeah, I'm in Lapeer right now, so heading back to Grand Blanc, so. I switched over to Mayville, was stronger here.
Oh yeah, well it's definitely a little bit clearer now too. With the previous repeater was starting to get staticky and go in and out. Yeah. I mean, I don't really have too much to talk about other than, yay, I do taxes for work and tax clients are the best, apparently, even during the summer.
Yeah, now I'm on the south side of the pier, so once I get on the highway here, I'll flip back over to Flint, and it should be better, because I'll be heading towards it. Away from the Mayville one here. My office sits up on a hill on the east side of the pier, so actually, it likes Flint at first, and then when you get into the pier, it goes through Mayville's better here.
Well, whatever repeaters you're hitting out there, and wherever you are hitting them well enough. Again, very clear. I can hear what you're saying. Just a little bit of hissing on the side, but, you know, that's kind of what it is when you're mobile and commuting and trying to rapidly switch between repeaters. I'm over here hitting the Hazel Park SDI repeater, which is linked. I'm so far pretty happy with how the reception is. I did notice that there were some other, I think it's called MI-1 repeaters in this area as well, specifically one in Royal Oak and one in Detroit. But whenever I use those repeaters, yes, my transmissions are reaching the network, but those specific repeaters don't actually output anything, so I have to switch to my regular Hazel Park one.
No, I don't know what you mean about Royal Oak. That I'm aware of. And Detroit, you should be hearing me on Detroit right now. 442-175? I should be coming out of Detroit. Am I, you know, one right now? Looks like you're hearing me on the FBI or Warren.
Yep, the FBI warn is what I'm using. I do have those specific frequencies I was talking about over here. There's a different one in Detroit that you can transmit to, and it does hit the repeater, but you don't get any receiver. So that's what I find very interesting. Let me see if I can pull them up on my software over here.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. You should be hearing there's no receive only one, so where you got the switch?
Okay, so the FBI one's like 44, I think it's 442-600, but there is a Detroit repeater, 442-1750 with a 5 megahertz set. Now you don't hear anything on the receiving, but when you transmit to, let's see, 147-1750, then it actually reaches the network, and I was able to test and confirm this. There's also another repeater in Royal Oak, 147-510. It doesn't even have a step or anything other than a TL tone of 100. And when I transmit to that one, it reaches the network, and I can confirm it via the CMEN website.
Alright, well, you should be hearing output as well. UHF repeaters here in Michigan are all +5 offset, so when you die, they're listed on their output, so that's what you listen to. That's what the frequency you listen to, so if you should dial over to 442-175 right now, you should be hearing my voice. When you're on that frequency, you key up, yes, you're gonna, your radio will go up +5 megahertz offset to transmit into the repeater's receiver on 447-175. As far as the 147 simplex, that sounds like a somebody's home simplex node and not an actual repeater. So that's somebody's got a simplex node, it sounds like, in the VHF band down in Royal Oak that's connected to one of the hubs.
Now that you mention it, you might actually be right about that simplex node in Royal Oak, because again, there was no offset when I searched it up on repeater book. But it is connected, and it was showing up on the CMEN website as one of the linked repeaters too. I'm surprised it's up, even if it is someone's just personal repeater. And why they have it set up like that, I don't know. I think it's pretty cool though.
Yeah, I don't know who does that. Usually high-profile simplex nodes in the VHF band just doesn't, yeah, no. But, yep, you'll, if you're not hearing anything on 442-175, that's odd, because you should still be hearing something right now.
Here, I'm going to type it in right now in the, actually no, get it to run through the habit change on my radio. But I'll quickly switch to that frequency and I'll let you know how it goes.
Okay. Really, peanut gallery? Really?
Okay, so I'm transmitting on that Detroit link repeater now. And I'll be quickly switching over to back to the FBI repeater to listen to you.
Okay, so you're not hearing my voice coming out of 442-175 right now?
Yes, correct. So what I think is going on is that the repeater is not, like, transmitting anything back. I had to, like, switch back and forth between that Detroit repeater and the FBI one so I can actually hear what you said right there, too. But yeah, the Detroit one, even with the squelch all the way down, doesn't really transmit. My personal hypothesis is that something is wrong with that repeater and it is not transmitting, because it definitely sounds like it's picking me up.
Sean.
Hey, Fred.
He's watching cat videos.
Something weird going on with LTS. It's got no hang time, zero hang time. Except by choice, I mean, you're hearing me. but I'm not, and I'm also not hearing anything transmit, so it sounds like it's transmitters now, maybe.
I'll check it when I get home, then. Usually, if the hang time is off, it's in, in-cabinet repeat, you know. But it's odd, it shouldn't have in-cabinet repeat on if it's coming towards the network.
You know, I got them both dialed up right now, so his receiver is working, but his transmitter is down, so LTS is just the receiver on the system right now.
Drop the quad car, no! Not the quad car!
4TJ, can't catch a break.
I'll restart Asterisk. I bet you it's a USB dongle issue. Because, you know, the one he had for it, let's just put it this way. He misplaced it in his truck, remember?
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, I lost track of who all is out there. I know there's a guy from Royal Oak who I think I've spoke with before. Did I hear Don?
No. KAPB.
Oh, it's Don. It's made my evening. I've gotten to hear from Don. Don! When I get home and have my steak dinner, it will only pass comparison to the fact that I got to say hello to Don this evening. Oh, I've missed you for the last few weeks.
Matt, just thought I'd jump in. Hello to Mr. Royal Oak. I don't remember the name. I'm sorry. I've heard you on here. I don't get on much. Fred is alluding to. Hope you guys get TJ's machine fixed up. Now I'm going to go back to 6 meters. 7-3, KAPB.
Hey,
it's from Royal Oak. I am Chris. Hello.
Hold on, is 6 meters open right now? Are you saying I should turn on the HF radio next to me in the truck?
No, I've been CQing my brains out, and I worked one station in Colorado, and he was a new grid, but that's been it. So, anyhow. Hello, Chris. I'm sure we'll connect up. I'll back out. KAPB.
Pleasure to quickly meet you. I'm glad I'm not going crazy about this Detroit repeater, the LTS one. So thank you for confirming.
Hi, Don. Bye, Don. Well, the thing that's got me most perplexed in all this is this 147510 thing I heard you mention. I'm close enough to you where I should be able to hear it, but I'm not hearing any such thing. So it's got to be pretty low power right in your neighborhood.
The repeater book listing does tend to confirm that, too. So I'll go ahead and type that into the VFO mode, and I'll be back after you.
He set the VFO mode.
Yeah, that's a really odd choice of frequency, seeing as 147.52 is, no, 652 is the calling frequency, so 752 wouldn't be anything. Anyhow, 751. Well, I'm not hearing it here, so it's not close to 12-inch pointer.
I think it's a pack. Wait, 147.52 is a packet channel. So, yeah. Maybe he's splitting the difference, because if I remember right, it's 5254 and 14752, 14754, 14756 are our packet channels up on the high side there.
KFA GSD, that frequency would be 147510. I'll go ahead and transmit on it right now. Okay. I finished transmitting, and I don't believe it is linked to the UHF side of the CMN network, but rather the VHF side. I'll open up that website right now from the CMN website and see how it, if we are still connected or not.
Well, as I have the VHF up as well, I didn't hear you come out the VHF, so it's not connected to any of this stuff here.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Well, as people mostly in the know of the two networks, 14751 is nothing authorized on either.
So I pulled up the, what's it called, the monitor thing for the Michigan network, and it looks like it's not connected anymore. So what I believe happened was somebody just connected to it by their own node or hotspot, and then kind of left it when they were done.
Those bastards putting that RF out on VHF simplex like that. Have they no decency?
I mean, good for them that they know how to set up a hotspot. I know that's something I've been wanting to do myself, but I'm just so close to all these repeaters, it doesn't really make sense to do so.
Oh, well, here you go. Anyhow, said hi, Don, bye, Don. Already, Fred, adios. Haven't heard you in a hot minute. We chatted the other day in text. That's right. I think it was Chris, we spoke before. I think you helped me get home from my grandkids' house late one Saturday night, 2 weeks back. All right, I'm going to get back to watching the tail end of House of the Dragon here and then get to sleep. I'm already up too late. W8FU.
Yeah, you messaged while I was up north, so. I am 3.2 miles, it says, from the house, and there should be a steak waiting for me. Maybe some veggies to go with it, but there should be a steak that Michelle cooked out on the Traeger. W8FSM.
Well, it was a pleasure helping you get home today. And I hope you have a wonderful time with your grandkids. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta. Would anyone like to know the website I'm using to see the MI1 UHF hub connections? Because this is straight from that Steven website.
I just saw lightning and he's my thunder buddy. Where's my thunder buddy?
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Sierra Delta.
Oh, you're not my thunder buddy. Where's my thunder buddy? I need my thunder buddy.